How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? And if you are here today, that is exactly what you are, and we appreciate you, the faithful who are here. It's been rough, but it's Tuesday, which is always a good thing, which means I'm here with my friend, the Wayne Breezy. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing good, man. It's a pleasure to be here. Great to have you back. Great to talk football and be as pessimistic and optimistic as we can be, I guess, at this point in time. With the Niners with only 5 wins on the season. Still have a shot, though. Like, danger zone for sure, but we still have a shot.
Yeah, the title of today's show, 49ers in danger zone. And I'm like, all right, let's go Top Gun. You know, like, but it's like not good danger zone. It's bad danger zone. And so we're going to talk about some, you know, what's next for the 49ers this year. Playoffs, you know, what everything we're looking for, all that stuff. And man, shout out to 49ers Throwback, one of the best accounts out there for sure. I'll post my first question. Is it mock draft time? Wayne, are you starting to peek forward a little bit?
Absolutely. I started last week. I had my mock draft. I drafted Cam Ward from Miami. Like, and if he was there in the first round, listen, he was there at pick 17. So I said,
crazy Wade,
whatever. Sure enough, got me a free safety, ball hawk, got me that, and addressed the offensive line and defensive line with the first three round picks. So I was good. I'm only doing the first three round picks, man. I haven't gone far as fourth, fifth, sixth. I'm not ready for that yet,
man. And again, like, you know, we talk about faithful. I remember starting mock drafts in October, like, because it was just so bad, like, back in the day.
Yeah, that's when we sucked.
That's when we were terrible, and we've been around for that long time. So my commitment was I will not start in the month of November. We're past that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be time. I'm a little behind this week. Like, had 3 flights to get back to the Bay yesterday. Got in 10:30 at night. I'm pretty wore out. But glad to talk. We're going to be focused on the 49ers now. But, yeah, draft stuff, it's about time. We're going to start that. And, you know, I want to reach out to all the faithful. If you are somebody that wants to help with the draft research that we do, we've got a pretty cool team. Sadly, I can't pay you. We broke, but that's okay. if you just want to help and contribute in any way you want to, it's fun. Just do some research and some draft, you know, whatever. Reach out to us, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, so draft talk is going to come, but that's not what we're focusing on today. We want to kind of look back at this game. What do we take away from it? The injuries, moving forward, what do we do next? Try to put everything into perspective. And as we do that, man, we've got to talk about what this team has been through outside of football as well, because it's played such a huge role. And again, thank you, 49ers Cutback. Thank you, Bobo. You know, prayers up for Trent and Mooney Ward. Losing kids is, we're talking about grown men throwing footballs and sport and all that stuff, playing in the snow. Life is bigger than that. And I hope wherever you are, you take a chance just to be thankful for your loved ones. And so I just want to say, you know, we want to say thank you. And just, I love this community and how supportive we are, just to all things and focusing on the big things. So, you know, prayers up for Mooney Ward and Trent and their family. And just, gosh, unbelievable what Trent's been through, fighting through cancer, fighting through all that stuff, loss of not one, but two children. Just absolutely awful. Just absolutely awful. So prayers up to those guys. Thank you for the super chat, John. Thank you so much. He says, somehow this season feels worse than mock drafts in October. Expectations are a killer. Wayne, yeah. Why is John so right?
I mean, your team just came off of a Super Bowl run, and they pretty much brought that team back. No pun intended, literally purchased the team to stay together. And unfortunately, like, our expectations as the faithful, I'm sure the players' expectations were definitely a lot higher. Coaches' expectations, I'm sure all the expectations were through the roof to run back, to make a run back for the Super Bowl. And just the way the season started off, I wouldn't say that, you know, I'm not going to say that the aura was different or the energy was different. Because I'm not in the camp. I wasn't there. But I know there, you know, Manti Te'o talked about the energy being different, the aura being different by watching preseason football. It's kind of weird to put that take out there, but whatever. It's coming to fruition now, because now you can see. But apparently the players were going through a lot of personal things, probably some injuries that we were unaware of. We get hit with the Christian McCaffrey news, you know, in training camp. Like, what? Where did this come from? Like, you know, and so we knew right then and there it was going to be a problem. You got to correlate that with the Madden curse. There's just so many different weird vibes of 2024 that, you know, I wish these next five weeks can just be over as quickly as possible so we can tuck this junk away and move on to 2025. But we got 5 weeks of football left to play. So I understand why the faithful are a little bit let down. But, you know, some players regressed a little bit. Some players got better. The good news is we got a long-term contract with D'Amador Lenore, so he's going to be here for a while. And so you got to see what Jordan Mason's going to look like. If they choose to keep him, he's a restricted free agent moving forward. And then there's a lot of unknowns, John. So I'm just ready for whatever the ship is writing for us at this moment. If we make it to the playoffs, let's go. You'll see me there. If we don't make it to the playoffs, let's get ready for the draft. Like, yeah. Get ready for better coaching before the draft. Let's start with coaches. Let's get this. Let's just find ways to fine tune and fix up some things.
There's some things to fix. And they're like, I understand it whenever we're here. Shout out to Carlos. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, dog. Woo, 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 woo.
Carlos, one of the best out there. Dude, get it, man. Get it. He is awesome. And shout out to Peachy. She says, I'm faithful because of the top 10 draft position we need. If the draft were today, 49ers would be picking 14th.
That's closer than 17th.
That's we're inching our way.
There it is.
Or down, however you look at it.
You know what's funny? I think I tweeted out during the game, Kyle Shanahan will find a way to mess up a top 10 pick. Like, don't win at this point. Like, I don't even want to go. We're so beat up, battered, and bruised. It wouldn't even be fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be fun. It would be cool that we made the playoffs, but we would literally be that Steeler team of every season. And I don't want to be that.
I'm weird, man. Like, it's so, like, I want to put my bias out there, right? Like,
okay.
Wherever you are. Like, for the people that are like, tank, shut it down, get the pick. Like, I understand that. As a coach, I can't ever adopt the we don't want to win thing. Like, I'm always just like, I don't give a damn. If we were 0-16 and you get the best quarterback of all time with the number one pick, I'm still coaching to win that damn game. And if you told me, man, if you win this game, you're not getting Joe Montana, I'm winning the game. I cannot, like, that is a problem that I have in my head. I don't care. I don't care. Now, that's a flaw, and I am broken many ways, especially emotionally. But I don't care. I can't do it. So when we do lose, I can find a silver lining, like, oh, our draft position improves. But I'm not a shut-it-down person. I can't do it. I just can't. Mike Singletary somewhere can't win with him.
Listen, I'm not knocking that, and I respect that, right? That's my respect. Like, I want to play games. I want to show up. I want us to win. That's me. I want to be a winner, right? Like, you know what I mean? But it's like, I'm not even, is it worth the risk? Is the reward worth the risk at this point? Like, that's the question that I will be asking myself. And listen, I know it's football, and I'm the first person to say players got to go out there and play. But I still got some guys that are going to be under contract next season. And why not come into next season with a different game plan? Not the same game plan, a different game plan, fully restorated team, and figure some things out. Like, does it make sense for Trent Williams to play anymore at this point? I want him to. I'm sure he wants to, but does it make sense? I mean, I know we're not mathematically out, and like I said, if we get in, we get in. But, man, we have an opportunity to really fix this offensive line with a top 10 pick, top 15 pick. And so now that doesn't mean we're going to get that right, though. So it's always a gamble. It's always a if, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean we're going to draft the right guy. But I will say, drafted Dominic Pooney, if whoever was in charge of that found the right guy, I'm confident that they'll find the right guy if they were to draft an offensive lineman in the first round. I'm confident now. I wasn't confident before Pooney. It was always a miss on offensive linemen from this regime.
I'll take it. Shout out to my man, Michael Pickle. You're the best, man. He says, my guy's live. This season sucks, but you two make it better. Look at this guy, Malik, man. Appreciate the super chat and the kind words. Only
is it Malik or Malik? I want to know how you pronounce it. I want him to tell us how he pronounces his name. Malik, this is Malik to me, but we have a Malik Mustafa. Right?
And Malik Collins.
And they're, right.
I'm trying. I'm bad at all of them. But he says, appreciate the super chat. Only bright spot for me this year is discovering the show. Always learn something. Appreciate the community you build. Man, you know, this past week, I just got to be honest. Buffalo was awesome. The weekend was incredible. It was nothing but diehard Niners out there. And we showed out. Our tailgate was great. The party was great. Game, not so much. But, man, like, the more and more that, you know, Wayne and I get to meet people out in the wild that watch and support the show, it's pretty awesome. So Malik, Malik, I'm not sure how to say V, you're the freaking legend, and I really appreciate the kind words. Here we go. It's Malik. So it's not Malik.
There it is. Malik.
Malik. I hope I don't mispronounce that. I'm sure I will.
Well, no, it's not nothing wrong. Malik. You did, like, because we have a Malik spelled the same way as Malik, and so it's like, dang, because we were pronouncing Malik Mustafa as Malik Mustafa, and he corrected everybody, and it was – so that's why we asked. So thank you so much for explaining that to us. We appreciate you, bro.
And so I want to put this in the chat. NBN Pineapple. Winning
SpongeBob Pineapple?
I think – I don't know. It's like a
cool one. One.
Yeah. Which one do you guys want to do? Do y'all want to win with this season that we have left? Do you want to win games, or do you want draft spots? Like, and I just want to take a poll. So, like, you put winning – or you could put draft position. I'm curious to see where everybody's at.
So tough, man. I don't want to lose, but
I don't want to lose.
If we go out there and compete and we lose by being competitive, I'm okay with that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to gracefully bow out, like, and forfeit games, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But look, I understand if you sit in certain players. All right, for example, I love Fred Warner more than anybody on this team. But we know now he's playing with an injury. Now, I'm not saying that's causing him to play worse than what he's doing, but he hasn't been playing well. And it could be because of the injury. It could be because of a bunch of things. But is it worth making the injury worse at this point? I know he wants to play, but maybe he can get help now and be extra healthy moving forward. Like, you know, and then we could really see who's going to be that extra Mike linebacker? Who's going to step in, fill in that spot? Is it Jalen Graham? Is it
right?
Yeah.
And so, like, whatever I look at it, like, Fred's tried to get in the Hall of Fame.
Ah,
and he's
less.
Leading gotcha. Pro Bowl voting. He's the number one Pro Bowl getter for Mike linebacker. Like, he shuts it down now. He's not getting his all pro season. So, like, you're right, though. Like, you're not wrong. It's how does Fred look at it? How does the team look at it? One of my bright spots was D Winters had the same amount of snaps as Devondre Campbell, at least. And there were about two quarters where he was the number two backer. Did play great, but it's funny. Devondre Campbell's played his best ball, which isn't great, and it should be D Winters, but he's not as bad as he was earlier
still,
in the year.
He's still a coverage liability. And the Niners had to have known that, right? But I also think that the Niners thought that Winters would develop quicker. And I think what hindered Winters were the early injuries. You got to remember, he was injured early at the beginning of the season.
Training camp, too.
Bingo. And so, like, it's forcing – because usually when you sign an old veteran, like, they're really a stopgap type of position, right? And so, yeah, we got an old vet. He can kind of help these young guys get, you know, whipped into shape. Now, Devondre Campbell is playing to let everybody know he can still do it, but what they're asking him to do in his defense isn't what he was asked to do when he was in Green Bay. And so, like, I wonder, like, you know, if the Niners could just let him be the downhill linebacker. But it all depends on, like, and then put Winters in on the nickel packages, which we're starting to see now, right? We're starting to see it a little bit. So, I don't know, bro.
I like that. All right, we've given people time to answer. Let's go through and let's look at win now or draft position. I'm just going with the order they came in here. Steven, draft because I don't feel we're a Super Bowl team. We got a winning, get a top 10 pick, play to win. There we go. Draft, we're not winning the Super Bowl. Oscar says lose every game. Ed, win, win, win. So we're pretty split. Draft spot, win. Michael says, I'm not a Cowboys fan. Winning is pointless now. Draft, winning. We don't need to rebuild. We need to retool.
That was spot on. That was the perfect timing for that.
I love this, man. Yes, what Wayne said, we're winners even if we lose. I want to win and draft both, damn it. Yeah,
that right there, Bobo, is what I'm looking for. So
right there.
You know, that's
one of my
it.
Favorite scenes, Ed Harris and Cuba Gooding Jr. sit down at the table at radio. He's like, what do you want? You want blackberry or you want peach pie? He goes, both.
Both.
It comes to pie, I want both.
That's it.
That's where we're at right there.
That's where I am, Bobo. So, like, and it's possible. Look. I know tomorrow we're going to talk about the game plan because we have to, because we got to find a way to beat. It's probably the same damn game plan, but it's going to look a little different now because there's no Jordan Mason, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of stuff we got to talk about. But look, you start with winning in the NFC. I think that right there, you know, would help the Niners just energy, vibe, juju, whatever. It'll just help. Winning cures a lot. You know, and it'll be crazy because if they win that game, next thing you know, they will probably start smelling themselves a little bit, which is good. They need to get back into that. Right now, it's what, three losses in a row?
Man, here's one of my favorite clips. Shout out to Juan Salas for getting these. Here's Fred Warner. Maybe.
I don't think it's that difficult at all. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're as desperate as they come to try to just get a win. Like, so. I'm down for whatever. Like, I just want to win. I could care less about anything else. So whatever they need me to do, whatever we need the team to do, like, let's just do that and let's get one win.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what?
That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
There we go. And I love the Herm Edwards voice. You play to win the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the coach's mentality.
I also like the voice. Playoffs.
Jim Mora.
Yeah.
Like, coaches, like, to become a coach and to compete, and that's all your life and your work is. Like, I know people that have been in that. I've been in it for 10 plus years. Like, you can't turn that off. You can't do it.
I
understand it. I get it. I totally get it from a fan perspective. I totally understand. I'm telling you right now, because the coaches on the other field are people you worked with, people you hate, people you love, and you got to get bragging rights. I don't give a damn about anything else. But look at this. We got royalty in the house.
Steph.
Shout out to Steph. I love Steph so much, man. She's just one of the best people I've had the privilege of meeting in this wonderful 100%. Career job, whatever. She says, draft, I'm ready to fire up my draft sheets. Hey, everybody, wherever you are now, go check 49 Carats Podcast, K with the K, 49, like gold, get it. She's the best. Absolutely one of the – my favorite thing that Steph does, which is numerous, is she keeps the best track of all the 49ers meetings.
Yeah. Like, that's where we get our information from, for those that don't know.
Unbelievable.
And I can prove it because I got the text messages. Shout out to Steph. And Steph, I can't wait. I hope we're at the Senior Bowl again this week, because I can't look at the Michigan players anymore. But there's a lot of players out there I'm going to be – I can't wait to meet and greet with.
And, hey, I want to give some props out to my man Wade Breezy. I remember when we were doing the draft in Vegas. It was day two. And we were about to pick. And I was like, dude, I want Drake Jackson. I think they're going to go Drake Jackson. And Wayne was like, go Nick Bonito. I was correct at the time. And
you
they
were.
Took Drake Jackson.
And I was happy.
But Wayne was correct long term, because now Nick Bonito, he's like
defensive player of the year candidate,
he's
right?
In the conversation. He's got 11 sacks.
His performance on Monday Night Football was stellar, bro. And I know a lot of people didn't probably like him because of his size and him being out there on the edge. But, man, if he could have just utilized him right, man, he would have been a problem for us. And, unfortunately, Drake Jackson may not be on the team next year.
Yeah, I mean, you get to keep him for free. His contract tolls, but
– yeah, I know, but you know what I mean. Like, it's
bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's talking about the Young Bucks. Shout out to John. Appreciate the super chat. He says, start Mordecai the rest of the way. I would love to see that. We did see a little bit of shakeup in the quarterback depth chart a little bit. They moved Dobbs to quarterback two. Mm-hmm. Shanahan talked about how, well, the weather, we thought the mobile, whatever else. But it's interesting. I do want to see more young players get snaps. And I think that that's...
It's time, yeah. Right? Like, it's time. And he means all the you mean all the young players, right? Like, I don't know about the undrafted guys that haven't been playing. I don't really care what we get from Mordecai at this point. I mean, he's an undrafted fourth string quarterback. He could be fun, but I mean, I'm sure he's replaceable too, right? Like you'll probably pick up a different guy next year. You know, I still want Brock out there though. I don't know about you, John, but I need Brock to be out there commanding the team because Brock is going to be the quarterback throwing to these young guys in the future, right? And so I want Brock out there. I want Brock learning like protections and seeing things a little bit differently and getting more reps at reading what the safeties are doing. I will say that the defensive game plans and schemes on Brock this year have upgraded 1,000%. They took whatever page out of the Baltimore Ravens book and they have been running with it ever since, or the Kansas City Chiefs book. Like, either way, defenses are playing the 49ers way different than they're playing other teams, hence the struggles for the offense. But I would like to still see Brock out there. I don't think Brock is beat up or injured enough to not play. He's the quarterback, and I would like to see him play.
So let's do some Brock talk. I had this built into the show, into the notes.
I like it.
Because, okay, several things that I want to cover, so I'm going to throw a lot out there. Wade, you take what you want, and we're going to run with it.
Boom.
I do have more concerns. So the conversation's built around, okay, Brock is going to be the quarterback for the future of the 49ers. I don't think that that's debatable. The debate is, man, do you pay him $60 million like every other quarterback that's getting new deals? I think there's more questions to that now. I'm not here to say I'm out on Brock. I do believe there are way more questions around Brock Purdy and whether or not he is a quote-unquote elite quarterback than existed this time a year ago. I am majorly concerned with how he plays in any type of adverse weather conditions. Seems like anytime it rains or snows or is windy, Brock ain't his Brock. I mean, it seems like if it's raining, you've got one guaranteed fumble coming no matter what.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that or?
No, I don't disagree. Like, I mean, those are facts, man. This is what we've had witnessed throughout Brock's tenure here with the Niners. And I think, I don't know how much you can save with that, because how many games, you know, you got to look at this, because how many games are going to be in inclement weather, but you know, I get the elite talk when it comes to Brock, because elite quarterbacks go out there, make it happen, rain, sleet, hell, snow, sun, whatever, cold, doesn't matter, right? And so, remember, I know a lot of people don't like this talk, but I wonder if his measurables play a part in that. Like, you know,
you got the tiny hands.
Small hand size, and I understand Patrick Mahomes has the same size hands, but maybe his grip is different. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, Brock has to stop turning the ball over in that type of weather. Like, you know what I mean? So, we've seen Brock be elite. We've seen Brock struggle in bad weather conditions. And we've seen Brock struggle with very aggressive type style defenses that are going to stack the box, force him to throw, make the right read, disguise the coverage. But all that's growing pain stuff, right? Like, can Brock overcome that the next season? Because he's now just seeing that. Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like that can be fixed. But the weather thing, bro, if he don't play in that weather, I don't see him improving in the weather.
Yeah, it takes time. And he talked about how, well, the ball slipped out of my hands, snow got wet, whatever else. But, like, that's happened lots of times. I'm not saying to get rid of Brock. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just trying to have a conversation. Yeah. I want Brock to be the guy. And Chrissy, she says, you know, fans have no say in his contract. I agree with that, because if they did, Brandon Ayuk, that situation would have played out differently. Yeah. I want everybody to get paid. I want him to get paid. But I also want to discuss where that fits, because there's issues. Whenever it's when he completed two passes,
I know,
outside the numbers. That's it. Two passes the whole game.
It was tough.
It was like, bad.
It was bad. I know stats say he went 11 for 18, but he only threw for 94 yards. And
eight of those were screens. Eight screens.
Yeah, and one explosive throw to Juwan Jennings, right? So, like, I mean, and then you watch the other quarterback dice it up. He wasn't that much better than Brock, but his production was better.
Superman on the other. I don't like that comparison.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just talking about the weather. I just mean the weather.
You see it. Our guy, their guy, and it's like,
Yeah. Like guys, this is not a compare. I'm not comparing Brock to Josh Allen, but one quarterback got it done and the other quarterback struggled. And that's what I'm trying to say. And I watched what I will compare them at as I watched the Buffalo Bills and Sean McDermott and his offensive play calling scheme say, bump this pass. We don't got, what's his name anymore? Stephon Diggs. That's the guy that used to take top off the defense, get the Ross down the field. He's gone. We got a quick throw game. And he was more efficient, and he was playing Brock Purdy-style football. So I just wish sometimes Brock Purdy could go back to playing Brock Purdy-style football.
This
quick
year
throws.
Ain't been it.
It's not it. It's not it this year. I get it.
The turnovers he's got. I mean, that's my problem. 7 fumbles on the season with 8 interceptions so far. So, like, the turnovers change everything. And you look at just the last 3 weeks, you've got 6 turnovers, and you force 0 on the other side. So you talk about it's just – and again, I'm not saying – shout out to Ed. He says, when it rains or snows, he struggles. That's no reason to even think about not paying. I want to keep Brock. But – the conversation needs to be had because I think we went into the season.
But for how much? I think that's the question.
Do you sign him right away? You still have him under contract for one more year. Oh, Vicky, shout out to Vicky. I know we got a lot of super chats. I'm trying to keep us on Brock talk right now. I want to go back through the super chats. Vicky, off season, I'm going to chase Brock with a water bottle and spray the ball between every pass. I love that. He's practiced with the glove. He said he didn't like it. There's just going to be an issue here.
Not every quarterback's going to like that. I mean, we watched Tom Brady do that and then take the glove off and get a better grip, get a better feel for the ball. But again, it comes down to preparation, right? And so when it's raining, soak them balls in some water, put the sprinkler systems on.
They said they don't do that. Yeah.
Well, that's something that Kyle needs to change. These are little things that you might want to change, because how else will he get better? Not every game they play is going to be in that type of weather. And you know what's funny? I remember Trey Lance first game, and was that in Chicago?
Yeah.
And we trashed Trey Lance. Yeah, we trashed him, but the weather was that bad.
It was the worst. So
it was the worst, right? It's the same. Like some quarterbacks just can play in that type of weather, and some quarterbacks have no idea.
And I think this is the thing. Shout out to Steven. Arm strength is important, as we saw the game Sunday.
That's one of the things he lacks.
Like, everybody thinks arm strength's about the deep ball. I don't know.
It's about accuracy and getting the ball outside. You just talked about him completing the throws outside. And you needed to do that. You got to be able to stretch this field horizontally, this way, that way. Get these guys sliding. You just imagine, like, the offense just wasn't – they couldn't find any type of rhythm because Brock couldn't get into a rhythm because he doesn't have the arm strength to make some of these throws, to fight against the elements.
You go to the combine, the number one thing that they use to test arm strength is the 10-yard out from the opposite hash.
Bingo.
It's not the deep ball. They throw the deep ball, and that's whatever. But, no, it's the 10-yard out. What throw does Brock Purdy make is his best throw? It's the out route. But when it's windy or wet, that ain't his thing. And so they don't even throw that. We finally ran screens. We've been complaining forever. Where are the screens? Shout out to Sonia. We finally did it. We ran the most screens that we've ran all season. That was his highest passer rating, which was still only 80. Had a couple drop passes. I'm not saying you lost the game because of Brock. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying it was a bad performance from Brock, and the weather 1,000% played a factor. And this has been one of the themes in bad games for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, weather. It's that's the red alert, right? No pun intended. Like, that you have on Brock Purdy, because what happens when you come into a weather game? Like, you can't prepare for a weather game. You don't know when the weather is going to be adverse like that. Like, you don't know when it's going to snow. You know, if you go to Buffalo, there's a chance, right? You can't. How do you prepare for snow games? You can't. Not in California.
You'll practice in Tahoe, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. But my point is Brock has to figure that out. Now, when it comes to paying Brock, I know he's going to get this near $60 million deal because that's the market price. And if he's going to be a franchise guy, that's what it's going to be. Like, we know that, right? We kind of know that. But that doesn't mean that the Niners have to do that. The Niners could. I keep saying, John, why not go big deal, long contract, Patrick Mahomes?
That's what I want. I want like an 8-year deal, something
okay.
like
so
that.
So you understand what I'm saying, yeah, right? Like, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Like, why not? Why not? It gives you flexibility over the long run. Patrick Mahomes has renegotiated that contract at least twice so far, maybe once. So why not? Like, why not go through if the Niners believe in Brock, just give him the long-term deal. If he's getting $50 million, $55 million, who cares? It's over on long-term, blah, 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 and then you figure out how to keep the rest of the most of what you're going to do with the rest of this team. But once you pay the quarterback, it's going to get a lot difficult number-wise.
Yeah.
Got to
yeah.
hit shout that draft. Got to hit the nail on the draft. Sorry.
100%. Shout out to Joe Bloomer. Another birthday in the house. I've been a fan for 53 years. Woo. Always faithful. Joe, we celebrate you, man. You're the freaking man. Really appreciate all you do. Now,
he's been
again,
a
let
fan
me say this.
Navarro Bowman years. I like talking Ooh. 49er players. Like, you know what I mean? The ones that matter.
You know I love Bowman.
I know you do. I know.
Now, again, if you just joined us in the middle of this conversation, we love Brock. We want Brock to be the quarterback moving forward. But there are questions in how you handle that. I do think that he should be signed. I want a long-term Brock deal. Do I think that he's the top five quarterback? I do not. But do I want to build with him long-term? Yes, I do. Should he get $60 million? I want him to get paid as much money as possible. The cap hits and all those things, that's where that goes. So I see some people that kind of jumped in chat midway. We love Brock. Doesn't mean he's been great this year. I don't think anybody would argue that he has been. Yeah, I think he's been average, slightly above average quarterback with a lot of issues. And I see people talking about pressures and like, well, if we can't block for him. Dude, the 49ers gave up two pressures the whole game offensive line. This wasn't the game where the issue was the offensive line. You rush for 120 yards at the half. That ain't it. It's other stuff.
It definitely wasn't. I thought this might have been one of the best games from the offensive line. I don't know if we want to blame it on the snow and the lack of pressure. They did get a couple of sacks on Brock Purdy. You got the Greg Russo one. I forgot the other one. It was another the other edge, I feel like, whatever. But I either way, I thought, you know, Brock turned over the ball because he just slipped out of his hand. Like, you know what I mean? So,
and he keeps patting it. He kind of patted it and shifted and then it.
But that happens when you
all the time. That's what he got hurt.
What's that word that we use when quarterbacks? Oh man, they do that and it pisses me off.
Just hesitate, man.
Indecisive. He's being indecisive. Yeah. Like, stop being indecisive, Brock. Like, you're a great quarterback. You have the opportunity to be one of the best quarterbacks this league has seen, and you have one of the greatest stories. But you just got to be confident. Like, throw the damn ball, bro. Like. If it gets picked, it gets picked, and 9 times out of 10, it's not. So, like, and then when he's indecisive, those are the balls that get picked. You ever notice that? Or the balls he fumbles.
Yeah, hesitation ain't it. And what's Brock, what's Kyle always said? Let it rip, let it rip, let it rip, let it rip.
That's like, it, that's let it rip. State. Yeah.
And I saw the, you know, shout out to Wood Gravy, awesome name. We also had like 3 wide receiver drops, wide receivers falling down. Kittle was the only one credited with the drop. Yeah. Debo had a pass behind him, should have caught it. Debo hasn't been great for sure. But yeah, there were drops too. They were the middle of the field and they were within like 7 yards of the line of scrimmage. Again, not saying we don't like Brock. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying there's some questions there. Now, for the rest of the year, if you think the 49ers are going to make the playoffs, if you're one of those, I don't know who you is, you can make some money on it. Here's how you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you bet everywhere. California, Texas,
Doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. All right, shout out to Monkey Boy 12. Appreciate the super chat. Unfortunately, seems like Shanahan roster 1.0 had its time in the sun. Great run, though. Interested how Purdy's contract is impacted given his play, which we just talked about. What do you think about the roster overall? I know a lot of people, you know, the old Bill Walsh quote, I'd rather let go somebody a year early than a year late. Do you think that this roster, Wayne, moving forward, needs a complete overhaul? You can keep some pieces. Like, how do you see the moves here going forward?
It's tough, man, because what you're witnessing this year, it all depends on, for me, like how Kyle Shanahan is absolutely accepting what this year is doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are my players declining? They're getting older. Is that for real? Was it the injuries? Is so many different factors that factor into what's causing the Niners to kind of like implode? And they're not really imploding. They're just not playing well, right? Like, right? They can't figure out ways to play well at this moment because of the significant injury. And they have significant injuries too. And I think that's something important to talk about. So does Kyle choke this season up to one of those type of seasons and look to run it back with some of these players that are still under contract? That's something to be determined. What I would like to do, you know, maybe you ask Debo, who didn't perform well this year. He did have the health injuries. He did have the pneumonia. Could that be an issue for this season? And does he need time to like fully recover and rest from something like that? You look at some of the other players that are injured. Is this Brock shoulder injury something deeper than what we know? Could that be a reason why he didn't look too good in the snow? See, we don't know. We just know it was snow. Like, it's like the perfect cover up for Brock to have a bad game. But what if the shoulder is a little bit worse than what we know? So there's so many different factors, man. But that Bill Walsh theory is so it's old school, but it's on point, right? They moved on from Joe Montana. They moved on. They move on. I don't know if Kyle shares that same sentiment and follows that same model. Kyle has his people, and Kyle sticks to his guys that he trusts. Debo is one of those guys. Do I think Debo should be earning what he's supposed to get next year? I think they hit Debo with the Eric Armstead type of deal, like, and they might walk away from Debo. It would suck, and he'll probably go somewhere and become Debo again. That's just how life is. You know, that's how it works. But the Niners do got to figure out a way to get better. They've drafted some good pieces, and we've seen splashes and highlights of some of these pieces. So we know that the future is bright. I don't think we need to be like, oh, we need a complete overhaul. No, that's not what it is. We know the future is going to be bright with a Brock Purdy. We got Ricky Pearsall. You got Jacob Cowan. You got the offensive lineman, Dominic Pooney. You got some defenders out there. But they do need to get some better pieces. And it definitely starts in the draft. I feel like the Niners are doing a lot better with scouting in the draft. And the question is, how will they look to supplement in free agency, which is where they're kind of striking out on? I don't know if you noticed that, but they're not hitting well. Javon Hargrave, they can walk away from. There's so many different pieces.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, like, all right, let's say that you trade Debo. Like, okay, Matt Niner says, trade Debo's contract for a pick or two, gives us an extra O-line draft pick. If you trade
Debo, taking on that contract, John, though?
You lose money. If you trade Debo, I don't think people understand that. Ooh. If you trade Debo next year, you lose $15 million.
But what if you, okay, so what if you do my math? That's a lot of money. God dang.
Now, if you trade him after the draft, June 1st, after the draft, why
nobody's
going to
trade him? Yeah.
You get nothing. You get save nothing. $5 million. So like the way that they built that contract was shout out to him and his agent. They made it where, like, look, we're going to help you early. You can't cut or trade us late because you're not getting help. So if you do trade him, what are you going to get for Debo right now? He's 29 years old. What are you going to get? A third round pick?
Right.
What do the 49ers do with third round picks? You draft kickers.
They flop.
You draft tight ends.
They flop.
You draft running backs.
They flop. Like, they did draft Fred Warner, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, I'm not saying
everything right, John. Everything you're saying makes perfect sense. My question is, can they hit Debo with that last year in his contract with the pay cut year? Can they hit him and say, hey, would you be willing to take a pay cut? And then if not, they walk away from it. Or do they lose a lot of money in that?
I don't know much about Debo, but I know Debo ain't the pay cut type.
I'm just saying he might have a heart. I don't know.
Like, that dude don't like California. He don't ever be out here. I'm telling
he,
you.
He
no.
dressed like he liked California. And winning means a lot. Like,
we ain't winning right now.
Not now, but if it's an opportunity to win again, like next year, Debo knows this team is a shell of itself right now. He knows that the team is not full. He doesn't have his best friend out there on the football field. Brandon Ayuk's not playing. We don't even know if Brandon Ayuk, when he does come back, when he's coming back, and when he comes back, will he be Brandon Ayuk again? It's just tough, right? And so it's a lot, man. I just wish the Niners could get back to the offense that they used to run when they had a bunch of dynamic players. I think what's killing everybody is you got Debo, but we're mad at Debo when we're not even using Debo the way we normally use Debo. It's not just him as a running back. It's just getting him the ball in space. It's not been the game plan this year. Then you got Juwan Jennings, who's upgrading, obviously, and we're talking about him being a number one, which is great for him. But for some reason, like, the team is gearing toward that. What happened to slicing and dicing and being methodical down the field and moving the ball? Not seeing any of that this year.
We saw in the first quarter, then CMC got hurt, then Macy got hurt, and then it was like, yeah, we're done.
Good point.
It's just what it is. Shout out to Riley in the super chat. He says, Maddie and I had an awesome time at the Rush Road Trip party and tailgate. Met awesome people, took home some sweet merch. We'll be back. Man, Riley, thank you. Appreciate everybody that bared the weather. It was a trip, man. That was a cool experience. I like this question from Nathan. Thanks again for the super chat. What fringe starters become impact starters next year? I want to go first. Evan Anderson has proven he is the guy. He out-snapped a lot of other defensive tackles, and he got more snaps than Malik Collins. He was the number one rated player defensively. He has proven to be, I think he's our best defensive tackle currently on our roster. That's including Malik Collins. I think he's more consistent. He did have that one funny play early on where he slipped.
He slipped.
Belly.
That was funny. But he was in a 4-point stance, bro, and all the paws fell. Like
just went all out. But I'm going to go Evan Anderson. That's somebody that I continue want to see. I'll let Wayne go. Then I got one more for you.
Evan Anderson defensively. That's a good one. That's a real good one. I think he takes Hargrave's job. I think Malik sold up the safety position. And I want to see if he could become more of the ball hawk type. I just know, man, that dude's a heat-seeking mother-freaking missile, man. You better watch out because he's coming with 212 pounds of full-body press into you, and hopefully you drop the ball. Like, but I think Malik secured his spot as the safety moving forward. Now, as far as Jair Brown, I don't know. So, like, I think Malik moves into that role, and I think defensively, there, you know, the Niners are – in good promise. I just think they need to be coached better, bro. Like, I think that's
coaching's
what it
comes
down
the to. Issue. Yeah. It's so simple.
I don't think Jair Brown needs to be traded. He needs to be used differently.
Ain't that's nobody what... trading for that. He put up some of the worst tape this year, man.
But how
I feel
do you
like
go the... from almost a kid that's about to surge to a kid that flops? It's got to be the system.
And it's not only him that's taking steps back. It's several players. Charvarius Ward, Fred Warner. Like, it's a lot. It's coaching. It's terrible coaching. Nick Sorensen, by far the worst defensive coordinator in the NFL, in my opinion. I know he's young. I know it can change. But you're running the most simplistic scheme in the NFL. And the 49ers defense has been great. But that's when you had all the Jimmys and Joes. You had studs everywhere. Well, you don't got them. So guess what you have to do as a coach? You have to create and manufacture and put your players in positions to succeed. Nick Sorensen's best skill set is to put players in their worst possible situation time and time and time again. We are the worst. We have given up 11 consecutive touchdowns in the red zone in the last three games. 11 straight touchdowns. We are now 31st in the NFL, in red zone. It's as bad as can be. Now, Kyle was asked, hey, how do you feel about the performance? And he says, man, I'm very happy with Nick, is what he said. So he is very satisfied with how Nick's coached.
That can't be for real, though. Like, that's got to be
yesterday.
No, I know, but that's got to be cap talk.
He threw Steve Wilks under the bus quick as hell, didn't he? Yeah, the number three defense.
Good point.
But guess what? Nick Sorensen's yes man. Personality
Steve Wilks
pet rock
wasn't
over there.
A yes man. He did it for the sake of doing it, but I think Steve Wilks wanted to leave more than he was going to be let go.
Yeah, I think so. So a couple other impact starters, back to your question, Nathan. Again, Sam Ekwonu, he's not a playmaker, but he does the job. Like, he does not cost the team. He outsnapped Leonard Floyd again. He's a young guy. How old is Sam Ekwonu? I want to make sure I get this right. They got their age on there. I don't know how old Sam Ekwonu is. Let me look this up because I think this is important. I know that it's the second year.
I'll talk about him a little bit. Like, probably one of the best run defenders on the edge, right? And you said he's not a playmaker, but that's not true. Like, when he gets the opportunities, man, go back to the Green Bay game. I thought he was the best defensive player in the game. And I know we sucked. But, man, he was setting the edge, blowing up stuff. I'm like, yes, where's that all game?
So tough.
Tough.
Tough effort.
He wants it, though, right? Like he wants to be out there. I mean, that might be – Leonard Floyd's a two-year deal, right?
Yeah, 2 years. We got
Leonard Floyd next year. But here's what I like about Leonard Floyd. If you see – let me propose this to you. If you see what you like out of Sam Ekwonu, right, and you like what you're seeing out of him, right, why not move Floyd to the rotative spot? That's where he was in Buffalo. He got you double-digit sacks, and he's on pace of getting double-digit sacks.
Maybe when
here.
Bosa comes back, because I'm with you. I want Bosa and Ekwonu to be my starting ends, and I want to rotate in Leonard Floyd. That's what I want to do. I'm
Tell
with
me
you
that
100%.
Would be, that would make so much – it would just – if Sorensen did that, he might save his fucking job.
Oh, man, I don't know.
So maybe Sorensen shouldn't do that. He's the out of here.
Victoria, what's up, sis? Appreciate the super chat. My brothers, feeling weird this season, ready for beach and a vacation for us all. The NFL season's long, and Wayne works harder than anybody. That dude, he's probably got four more shows today. Everybody go subscribe to the Wayne Breezy channel wherever you are. Please type in the Wayne Breezy. You'll be thankful. I ain't going to lie. I started looking at ski trips on my way back yesterday.
I forgot that's your thing too, bro.
I'm ready to go get up in the mountains.
Now,
man,
what's your choice of drink on a ski trip? Is it a hot cup of cocoa or a hot cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee?
Man, I'm a tequila guy all the time.
Hot cup of tequila. Hottie toddy. Hot toddy, I mean. That's what it is.
Dude, it's just what it is, man. But, yeah, so, like, you give me a nice beer on the mountain, I'm the happiest guy ever. You know, you go skiing, get your runs in and stuff. You want to take a break, get some nice food, get some soup, get a nice beer. That's what's up. But yeah, Vicky, I'm with you. But I'm excited because we got five more games, guys. Yeah. And I'm not taking that lightly. We get to evaluate. We get to see what's out there. Hopefully more guys can continue to impress and we can kind of see and evaluate who can step up, who can't. Robert Beal, another guy. Not a playmaker, but he is a guy that continues to just do his job. We drafted him as a speed edge rusher. He ain't that. He can't rush the passer to save his life.
He's too light in the ass.
He's doing his job, and he's making players around him better.
So he's good depth.
He's a depth piece. That's what he always was going to be.
Fifth round pick.
But, like, you can put him in and base downs against the run, and he ain't hurting you. They're using him in goal line situations. Who would have guessed that?
Got you. I got you. I like it.
Here we
again,
go.
Depth piece. Got to get better there. You know what I mean? Yes. Got to get better. Mainly on the edge. I like what I'm seeing from Evan Anderson. I'm hoping he can turn into, like, I know he's big, and I hope he can turn into more of a, I don't want to say a pass rushing defensive tackle, but if we can get a little bit of that from him, oh, man, what a steal. Right?
Dude, I love this. NY Niners. Beal has been a bright spot on special teams. NY Niners watches my breakdowns.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Because 51 shows up on special teams. Punt return, kickoff return every freaking time.
1,000%.
Like, it might be one of our best guys. Vicky says, every team played us, the 49ers, as if it was their Super Bowl. Ugh, and they all got trophies.
When you're the team, and I don't understand why the team why the Niners are the team with the target on their back. The champions should be the team with the target on their back, and only a couple of teams have beat them this year. One be the team we got mollywopped by this past Monday, Sunday night. But you know what I'm trying to say, John. Like, we just – it is what it is, Vicky. It is what it is at this point. We just got to – we got five games left, and all I want from five from these five games is competitive energy. And you know, I can't be mad because I asked for less penalties. Only had three. I asked for less. Well, the turnovers were the same. I asked for less missed tackles, and we finished with six. We went from 19 to six. I'll take that any day.
Yeah.
You know, I want none, but hey, we improved in certain areas, but we also turned the ball over, and they scored on every turnover, yo. Like, every time we gave them the ball, touchdown. Well, not even a field goal, touchdown. So.
Defense is bad, man. Larry, any news on Drake Jackson? Yeah, he's on season-ending IR. You're just letting him get healthy. That dude hasn't been healthy. You're just – his contract tolls because he doesn't have the four accrued years. He's not a vet. So this year basically doesn't count. So he'll go into his third year, I believe, third or fourth year. Yeah, it's 2022. He'll go into his third actual contract year next year, and it's just – it's a fresh start.
He'll get a shot.
He'll get a shot.
And we'll see what happens. And maybe that could be a bright spot, you know, with second, third round pick, right?
Maybe.
I'm just saying, like, you'll be, my point is maybe he can turn into something with just getting healthy and his body right. And maybe they'll have some really good depth out there.
He's flashed.
He was a NASCAR package guy that they had out there. He's got the long athletic freak abilities with the arms and the bend and all those types of things. So we'll see, man. Like, the Niners got some pieces. They do got some pieces. Sonya got a dope question. I saw it asked earlier, and I definitely wanted to address it.
So right here, Sonya. John, do you think we keep Elijah Mitchell or cut him next year? He's always injured. Here's the thing. Salary cap, Elijah Mitchell is a free player. Free. Another player who has not had the four accrued seasons, so he will be
a
restricted free agent. 100% is. So you get Elijah Mitchell back for free. He will not be cut, not even close to being cut.
And neither will Jordan Mason. So this is dope. So now you get two running backs
for free.
For free.
Yeah, so Jordan Mason, his contract year tolls, but he'll be in his fourth year next year. So even though he's on IR now, this is an accrued season for him.
But he's still restricted, though, right?
Yeah, he's still restricted. So, yeah, you that one doesn't matter. I don't think Jordan Mason was ever cut. So he's still on his four-year deal.
Correct. He was never cut, no.
Right. And so Elijah Mitchell, he's going to be around again, will not be cut. He's a free player, costs nothing. He will be back next year 100%. And I look forward to the fifth consecutive year of trade Elijah Mitchell for picks questions coming my way.
Here we go. And see, this is the thing that keeps the Niners afloat, right? Like, I know a lot of people were like, this is – you got all these expensive players, and so you got to figure out ways to add good depth. And you can't – health pending – bearing health, we understand that. And now we're starting to see Jordan Mason's getting a little banged up too. So bearing health, man, the Niners are going to get some good depth back next year. Elijah Mitchell was the leading rusher for the Niners a few years back. Unfortunately,
yeah, you're a Mitchell guy.
Yeah, like, and unfortunately, he just can't stay healthy. And it was crazy because, like, him and McCaffrey on that field was about to be, like, electric boogie woogie oogie. And next thing you know, he misses the NFC Championship game. And then he hasn't been really right ever since. And he got injured that year, the Chicago game.
He got injured all the time.
Right, but that was where he really took the first knee to the helmet to the knee, remember? We were winning that game. We were running. He had like 45 yards in the first quarter, and next thing you know, he's out. And then we lose because we couldn't run the ball in the rain. We had to throw. And so, dang, like, he is always injured. It's unfortunate. And I know we want to move on from players that are always injured, but like John said, it's hard to move on from somebody that's free.
Yeah, Dave, how valuable is Elijah Mitchell when all he does is hand out water and cheer? I'm done with the guy, and I get it, but don't you wish we had him right now? Like, imagine if we had Elijah Mitchell right now. Yeah. We're about to have Patrick Taylor Jr. be our number two.
Or you could go pick up that kid from Pitt, man. Go get Israel Abakananda. If you could get him.
Is he on the practice squad?
I believe he got released.
Yeah, I liked him. He was a speed dude. So there's guys out there, and they said, we got to pick him up, but Kyle ain't going to pick anybody up unless they've had time in the system. We know that Keyshawn Vaughn, Matt Breida, it's going to be one of them. It's just what it's going to be. It's going to be somebody that we've had here in the past. Anyway, Now, this has been a fun show. We're going to be live on Wayne's channel only tomorrow.
Correct.
Same time, 10 a.m. We're
going to
look forward.
Man. I don't know you. Same time.
Big worm. All right. So that's what we got today. Wade, appreciate you, man. Your positivity and just what you've done. Like, you create so much content for us. And, you know, I watch your shows as much as I can. But
thank you. Same here.
Guys, focus at this time. I know we're negative. I know it's upset. And you should be upset. But protect your fandom. Don't let people steal that from you and the joy of watching the Niners play.
That's
pay attention to people like the Wayne Breezy out there. You know, create positive experiences. Yeah, our team sucks. That is factually correct.
Fact.
But doesn't mean you have to have a shitty time pulling for your team even whenever they're not great. So, Wayne, take us out of here. Really appreciate you. And, yeah, seal the deal, man.
Yeah, whatever positivity it is that you have left in your system, man, you're going to need it to get through these next five games. Look, I'm not always as positive. Trust me, there's a few bleep, 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 bleeps that's going to come out as we watch the game, as it should. But I can tell you what now, we're still faithful. I know it's tough. Our faith is being tested, and I don't question anyone's faith. I know everybody out there has their own version and own measure of faith. But, you know, for me, John, and for the faithful out there, I'm just going to keep my head held high and notice that the sky is bright, man. It's going to be bright for the 49ers. This season is what it is. Let's make the best of the rest of it, and let's figure out a way to get better moving forward. Until then, till the next time, stay faithful. We out.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.